Any questions? In English?
Yes, I see.
Okay, what's the question?
My question is that if Hanuman or Garuda or Pandavas, they're very, very great devotees, then how come they eat meat?
Well, Pandavas don't eat meat.
Oh.
I don't think Hanuman eats meat. Garuda is the only one that eats fish and snakes. That's because in Bhagavatam it says Naivat Samanchara Chatu Manasapi Anishwara, that these things don't, there's no sinful action. Is not incurred by great souls. There's different standards for different living entities, and because Garuda is a bird, and because that's his fare, therefore he eats these animals. And when he eats them, they become liberated. Just like on a battlefield, Arjun killed so many people. It's because he was a Kshatriya. So whether you kill them or eat them, doesn't really matter. Hanuman killed so many Rakshasas, but they were liberated because they got the touch of a devotee. So in Hungarian, my grandmother used to say, there's a saying, Ami lehet az ökörnek, nem lehet az egérnek.
Amit lehet Jupiternek, azt nem lehet a kis ökörnek. Amit lehet Jupiternek, azt nem lehet a kis ökörnek.
Uh-huh. I remembered it differently. Anyway, what Jupiter can do, the little calf can't do. So there's different, just like Krishna can have many wives, we can only have one. Krishna doesn't need to get married, we have to get married. So different standards, which is not something that in today's world is welcome. They want everyone to have the same rights, equal rights. But that's not how the universe is created. Of course, they don't want to give animals equal rights. They don't want to give animals the opportunity not to be killed by humans. Is that okay?
Thank you.
Another question? Is that it?
Yes.
Anyone else? Naivat samacharat chatu manasapi anishvara. That was what Parikshit Maharaj, after hearing the Rasa Leela, then he saw that all those sages who were there, they were, for the most part, they weren't devotees. And they were bewildered. How is it that Krishna, who is the Dharma Setu, he's the bridge for religious principles, upon which religious principles cross the ocean of material existence. How is it possible that he's dancing with other people's wives? So then Shukadeva Goswami said, well, just like Lord Shiva, he can drink an ocean of poison, but that doesn't mean you can drink an ocean of poison. So don't try to imitate the activities of the Ishwaras. Naivat samacharachatu manasapi anishwara.